Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West. Our recipes this week include one of my favorite vegetables, and though some of us may have cooked with it before, I guarantee you it's in every grocery store. It's called a chayote. Now, what's so great about chayote, it's a cross between a squash and a pear. Not necessarily the sweet aspect of a pear, but you have that unique pear shape. And then with the chayote, you have the flavor of the squash as well. My first recipe for you this week is my ratatouille recipe. I know, just like the movie Ratatouille, but it really is a real dish. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use one green chayote that we're going to cut up, let's say into about a medium dice. Now, this is a recipe that I usually yield for about four people. Most of my recipes are for four people yield. We're really just trying to bring families together. So one green chayote, one green squash, both cut the exact same way. Then we're going to use half a purple onion that I'm going to julienne. We're going to use a quarter of an eggplant, small dice. And I want the eggplant to be small dice because we want to have a unique look to the dish that we're eating. We don't want everything to be exactly the same. But I think whenever we're cutting vegetables, we want each vegetable to be symmetrical to the vegetable, but different than the other ones. That way we get a unique look. Remember, we always got to be able to like the way our food looks before we start to eat it. And then we're going to use 2 cups of tomato sauce, 1/4 cup of sugar, and 3 tablespoons of slurry. And all slurry is cornstarch mixed with warm water. And the ratios for slurry always vary, so it's not a big deal. But once the cornstarch mixes with the water, it acts as a thickening agent. So in our pan, we're going to add all those ingredients together. We're going to let it cook for about 10 minutes. And once it cooks for about 10 minutes on a medium heat, then I'm going to add in the slurry. The slurry will naturally thicken up our ratatouille. We're going to finish with herbs de Provence, which is a nice fresh herb mix, basil, thyme, rosemary. It tastes delicious. So remember, with ratatouille, it is a real dish and it tastes really good. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Watch my show on www.foodietv.com and follow us on Facebook. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West.